The Public Utilities Commission found that the tall tower that failed near Paradise was inspected by air and from the ground, but never by a close physical inspection by a climber. That, the report claims, is a violation of PG&E's internal policy. The report says the tower hadn't been climbed for inspection since at least 2001. They found what is described as a worn C-hook that failed, sparking the fire that darn near destroyed the town and killed 85 people in November of last year. The utility in a statement says it accepts the findings, again apologizing for its role in the fire. Sumeet Singh, a PG&E VP of Safety, spoke recently about new tower inspections.
Just this year, we brought in more than 2,000 qualified linemen to do the enhanced inspections, which is unprecedented. We did 18 months of work in a four-month time frame.
The PUC report found a dozen violations by PG&E. Meantime, Capital Public Radio is reporting that PG&E was late in turning over information on medically at-risk customers during a recent public safety power shutdown. For example, people with important medical equipment that requires electricity. The utility cited HIPAA, the Medical Privacy Act, in failing to release the information in a more timely manner. Tim Ryan, KCBS.